The scripture for the day comes from the Gospel of Matthew. We're reading from Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 25 down to verse 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Those last couple of verses especially are probably verses that bring you a great deal of comfort, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." How many of you need rest right now? How many of you have been so busy that you haven't had time to do anything in your relationship with God? You see, as I thought about these words this week, Jesus is speaking these words to those trying to live an institutional, legalistic relationship. And this is a heavy burden. Now, let me explain that and unpack that for you, because I mentioned this to somebody the other day that this was going to be the first thing I wanted to talk about. And they looked at me and said, "What did you say?" I want you to understand the world where Jesus was and what was going on as he spoke these words. And what was happening was the Pharisees had led the people into a deeper relationship with God, but they had taken the commandments of God and they had expounded upon them in such a way that it became an even more difficult thing to do. I mean, one of the commandments says not to work on the Sabbath. Well, the Pharisees sat down and the rabbis sat down and said, "What does that mean, not to work on the Sabbath? What classifies as work and what doesn't classify as work?" Just a couple of the things that they added: you were only allowed to walk as far as the synagogue was from your house. You couldn't walk any further than that. You could go to the synagogue and you could come back. Now, however, if you happen to have, and I don't have one, I got my keys in my pocket. If you happen to have a needle in your pocket while you walk to the synagogue, that was work. Can you imagine what that would be like to be looking at all these additional things that they added for people to try to help them? And it just became more of a burden because they added and added and added and added. And it became, in Jesus' day, a very legalistic thing. That you did things properly, you did things right, you did them in a special order, you followed all these rules and regulations, and right on down the line. Imagine how difficult that would be. Just imagine how difficult that would be to keep all these things, because somebody went through the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, somebody went through that and counted up, just to start with, there's 613 commandments. Now, let's have a test. How many of you can name all 613? Probably not any of us. Because I know I can't get all 613, even though I've studied the Bible for over 30 years. And then imagine what the Pharisees had added on top of that. well, this means such and such, so you can't do this or this or this. So you got to remember these now. And then you got to remember this now. And you got to remember this now. You see, I sat with this passage for this week, especially these last three verses. I want to read them for you again because I sat with it and I started wondering, what is this? Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, I admit to you, I've loved the very first part of this. I've loved it so much that there are many times that I've said, Lord, I need rest. Bring me some rest. It's been a busy week, and this has happened, that has happened, this has been scheduled, that's been done. Lord, I need some rest. And the sad thing is a lot of people in our society won't allow themselves to rest. Think about that. They won't allow themselves to rest. I've got to get this done. This has to happen. This has to. Think about how many times you've done task instead of taking a moment to rest. So people love this part of the passage. And I have always loved this because I need. But then he says, take my yoke upon you. And I started thinking, what is this yoke? And what does that mean? Now, I can say, and you've probably heard it talked about before, a yoke is what you put a couple of animals in so that they can pull together, so that they can work together and not fight against one another. You teach them, you train them, and they can pull, and something much more effective can happen when it's together. So, I do realize. Jesus shares the idea of walking the journey with him instead of trying to follow every rule to please God. To walk the journey with him instead of trying to follow every rule to please God. Think about that. Jesus wants to be alongside me, wants to walk along with me, wants to guide me and direct me, wants to bring me wisdom and guidance and insight and encouragement. He wants to shoulder the burden with me. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Now, I will admit that early in my Christian life, I thought God worked this way. That you go to God after you get saved, and you say, God, what task do you have for me? And God says, here's your task. You go out and get your task accomplished, and then you come back and you say, God, see, I got that done. What's next? And you get another task, and you go out and you do that. Some of you had that idea of Christianity? Jesus says, no. Jesus says, I go with you. I walk with you. I wear the yoke with you. I help you. It's a thing that we do together. It's not a thing that you run out in front of God and accomplish and come back and see, I got my list done. For those of you that are list people, I know that I've probably just given you a hard time. In case you didn't know, I'm a list person. Okay, I've made up a list for years. Here's my list of what I got to get done for this week. Check, that one's done. Check, that one's done. Check, that one's done. But Jesus says, I want to do this with you. You don't have to do it in your own power. You don't have to do it by yourself. I want to walk this journey with you. So would you willingly put that yoke on so that you can walk? The journey that God's asking you to walk. Now, Jesus says in the midst of this passage towards the beginning that the learned and educated people do not see the value of taking on Jesus' yoke. That's all right, Lord, I got this. This is a simple thing. I can do it. I don't need your help. This is something I can do. Now, unless you're really, really honest with yourself, you're probably sitting there thinking, I've never done that. I've done it many times. I have done it many times, and I have a hard time to keep from doing that. Because I say, I got this. I know how to do this. Everybody knows how to do this. I can go do it. And I kind of don't think about wearing the yoke with Jesus, together with him, walking with him. By the way, Jesus did tell the disciples, follow me, not come and sit in a pew. Did you ever realize that? Jesus is going to be on the move. Jesus is going to be out and about. Are you wearing the yoke and walking with him as you go out and about? He wants to help you with this. And as soon as I got the understanding that God's not sending me out to get stuff done, but God says, I will go with you and walk with you. Put the yoke on. Bear it together with me. I was like, you know what? This is doable. I can do this. If I rely on Jesus every moment of the day and every step I take and every word I share and every task that I do, this is doable. And even when I make a mistake, Jesus is right there to work along with me. Because I'm sure, I'm not a farm person. You guys know, I'm a beach bum. I've tried to be a farm person. That just doesn't happen. I can't learn all the concepts about dealing with the farm. But I do know that when two animals pull together in a yoke, one of them could stumble. Right? And the other one at that moment helps to keep that one from completely falling. What if we wear the yoke of Jesus? What if we put it on in such a way that we can walk the journey that God's asking us to walk? Jesus says that he's gently helping them. Jesus is seeking to gently help them to walk the path as a disciple. This is what the yoke's about. This is what the journey is about. I have, and you guys know this, I have this lens that I use to look at Scripture. I'm looking out there, some of you got lenses to look at things, right? The lens that I look at Scripture with is discipleship. And Jesus is saying, you don't have to do this alone. I walk this journey with you. This yoke is easy. It is light. Through my years of ministry, people have told me, Pastor, that thing of discipleship is just too hard. That's not what Jesus says. Is it? Jesus says this yoke is light. It's not burdensome. It's easy. Let me walk the journey with you day by day, step by step. I know that many of you have looked at this first part of this passage in verse 28. Oh, I need rest. Oh, I need rest. But as I said with it and looked at it deeper and deeper, what is it that Jesus is saying? It's not just come to me and sit down and we'll take a break for a few days. Is that what it says? Come to me and sit down and don't worry about anything. Everything's taken care of. He says, come to me and put on the yoke. Come to me and put on the yoke and pull with me. Walk with me this journey. Put it on. It's going to be comfortable. It's going to be easy. It's not just come and sit down and do nothing, is it? I think sometimes, we don't have any here today, but sometimes I think teenagers would love this verse. What do you think? Come to me, all who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's what every teenager wants to hear, right? Sit down there on the couch and don't do anything for a couple of days. If we had any teenagers here, I could get an amen at that point, I think. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is saying, put away this structured, legalistic idea of religion. And take upon me the yoke that's light, that's easy. I mean, I really like how Jesus does it when the young lawyer comes to him and says, Lord, what do I need to do to be invited into the kingdom of heaven? And what does Jesus tell him? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your strength. And he says, is there anything else? And what's the second one? Love your neighbor as yourself. He takes 613 commandments and simplifies it to two. And he says, if you do these two commandments, you have followed all the instructions that God has for you. How did the Pharisees do it? Well, let's define what work is. Let's add this and this and this and this and this and this. And that's just for the work commandment. And then let's add this, 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 and this. And Jesus says, no, let's simplify it. My yoke is easy and the burden is light. And he says, I will walk it with you. I don't see discipleship as an option that only the most religious people do. It's not some extracurricular activity that the higher pious people do. It's something that Jesus is asking all of us to do. To take that yoke upon us that's light, that's easy, and that he pulls along with us. Walking the spiritual life with Jesus, side by side, will always be easier than alone or a system of rules. Can you see that? Walking the spiritual journey side by side with Jesus will always be easier than walking alone. How many people are at home right now, whether they attend this church at times or other churches, because they are thinking, I got this. I don't need to go to church, Pastor, to be a Christian. You ever hear anybody say something like that? Besides, those people in church are a bunch of hypocrites. They say one thing and they do something different. You know what my answer for that is? I give you a good answer for that when somebody says that to you. Where else do you want hypocrites to be to learn how to live right? Don't you want them in church so they can learn how to live right? I think it's a pretty good place for hypocrites to be, right? See, we got so many people out there right now that think they can live the Christian life alone. And we've got people out there that think that we can live the Christian life by ticking off all these rules and regulations and laws and commandments and got that one this week, got that one, got that one, got that one, got, well, I didn't get that one, but I got that one. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. It's easy. It's light. I want to help you. I want to walk with you. What do you do to remind yourself during the day that Jesus is right there with you? What do you do? You know some of my habits. I say the Shema as I leave the house. Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Ahad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. By the way, that's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. And sometimes I say it when I come back in the house. And then say a prayer afterwards, God, thank you for bringing me back home today. I know, I'm 61 and I got a bracelet. Why have I got a bracelet? Trying to be fashionable like all the cool kids. That's what it is, right? It's got a cross on it. It's to remind me that God goes with me. And you can catch me at different points during the time of the day. I was doing it while Jerry was singing. I'm sitting looking down at the cross, trying to remind myself that Jesus is with me. What do you do? Are you willing to take up that yoke? Are you willing to walk the way that God wants you to? Are you willing to take the yoke that's light and easy? I want to tell you this as a personal testimony. I have never had more fun in my life than walking as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Never. There is nothing else in this life that has ever satisfied me as walking as a disciple. Nothing. Believe me, I've had lots of pursuits. You can ask my kids. The biggest pursuit they hated the most, well, Deanne did too, was the summer of the harmonica. As I tried to learn how to play the harmonica, they couldn't wait for that summer to be over. It was beautiful, Jerry. In my head, it was beautiful. There is nothing that has satisfied me like walking as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Nothing. Has it been difficult? Yeah. Has Jesus walked the whole way with me? Yes. When I have stumbled, who's picked me up? Jesus. When I'm not sure that I want to take another step, who's right beside me saying, yeah, you can? Yes, you can. Jesus is right there. Every moment of every day, you don't walk anywhere without Jesus. Now, you can choose not to wear the yoke if you want. But I'm encouraging you to, because I've never had more fun in my life than walking as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And that's why I keep sharing it with you. That's why I keep bringing it to you. So are you walking the spiritual journey alone or learning from Jesus? Wearing the yoke with him. I'll admit to you that verse 28, that's a wonderful verse. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And then he defines how you get that rest and uses the word yoke twice in the next two verses. Do you want that rest? Are you walking it alone? Or are you willing to wear the yoke of Jesus? Let's pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, what a blessing it is to have these words of Jesus. They're challenging. They're difficult. And sometimes we only want to listen to part of them. And we want to say, I'm pretty good with that part, but the rest of it, I'm not sure I want to take up that yoke. I'm not sure that I want to strap on that burden in such a way. And then Jesus says, it's light and it's easy. Lord, help us to trust what he says. And help us to be people that will go all out to be your disciples, holding nothing back. For you see, when the animals in the yoke, they pull forward and they move on. One doesn't go one direction and one the other. It's about moving forward. Help us that we might do that in our spiritual journey. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.